podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, this is the LSE Day Trippers. I am Gav. This weekend I'm in Liverpool and I am speaking to some Liverpool content creators. The videos you will see next week will include the Anfield Wrap. It will include the Cop TV. It will also include the Road End Pod. And with me this evening is Courtney Neary, YouTube extraordinaire, blogger. Blogger?
Blogger. Instagram.
Right, vlogger. I'm going to go with vlogger.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what a vlog is, but it sounds better than a blog. So we go with that. Courtney, cheers first of all.
Cheers.
We've had a long walk to get here.
Yeah.
Trying to find a quiet pub in Liverpool at 7 o'clock on a Friday is not easy. But so the idea behind all of this was to come over here. Usually I just come over, have a load of drink, watch Liverpool, go home, be hungover for 2 days, and then life gets back to normal.
Yeah.
But I decided this week that I was going to talk to the likes of yourself about what happens during the week as a content creator in Liverpool and on match day. So is it constant for you? Is it every day you're doing something? Editing?
Every day I'll be like responding to like messages and stuff. But the main days for me, like the weekend or if we've got a midweek game, I'll use that as like the perfect time to just like videos, images, like the amount of images I have on my phone that I use like at the match, like around Anfield is ridiculous just because it'll be like mental. When the weather's better than it is currently, it'll be like if I want to go out on a walk because I live up the road, it's like perfect to walk to Anfield and then you can get content with it being a lot quieter.
Yeah.
Which is nice sometimes you want that like atmosphere.
Really. Yeah, but sometimes you just want nice quiet shots.
Yeah.
So this is every day then?
You're not
coming out of your house every day and stalking Anfield?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If there's stuff going on, if there's like rumours of like a player being at Anfield, it might be like, let's have a like walk around, like when it's a transfer window.
Okay.
And it's like, this player might be signing, it'll be like,
so you're living outside. You're living outside Anfield during the transfer window.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Okay.
Yeah.
So match days though. Because that's your busiest day.
Yeah.
If anyone watches your stuff on YouTube, you know, it usually starts with you speaking at home.
Yeah.
You're speaking and then you're probably doing that after everything, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do
well,
you do it after?
No,
do
I do it start do before the game. So before the game.
Because a lot of people cheat. They just get all the thing and do it all at home.
I'll do it like, so usually 2 hours before kickoff is when like I'm ready to leave the house, get down here. And it'll be like, right, film the intro just before I leave. So just before I put on my jacket and my scarf. It'll be film the intro and it'll be like quickly check like what's in the news, like if there's any like rumours of who's going to be in the team. So the other day when Kelleher got announced as being the goalkeeper, it was like perfect, right, I can talk about that. But then it'll be like film that in the house, leave the house, come to Hotel Anfield for a bit, then,
which is where we are right now, by the way,
run out for the coach meet and greet, watch the coach go past, which it's better when it's busier. The last few games have been dead quiet. And like, there was me in the background going, hey! Or going, like, everyone will pick up that. I'd like to, if I'm with my mate, Dave, when the coach goes past, I'll be like, there's Simicus, or there's Klopp, or we'll be, like, spotting people on the coach because we know where they sit. So people usually pick up on that in the background, which I need to, like, calm down on. But we'll go and film that, and then it's a case of waiting for team news. I'll usually come back here, I get team news, get that on my phone and then film that as I'm going into the ground.
Mm. Do you do all the work yourself?
Yeah.
Everything yourself?
Yeah. It's for even pictures. So a lot of the pictures where it looks like someone's been taking it of me outside Anfield, it's usually me on my own with like, usually in the summer, a little tiny tripod, like taking my own little shots.
Okay.
Now and again, it'll be like if my dad's with me, say on Saturday, I am sat with my dad at the game. So my dad might be in the video a little bit, or he might like, take a few pictures for me or film a bit. Like the FA Cup final here, after Simi scored the penalty, I went mental and sort of scared my dad. And then he was in the video with me for that bit. And then he just grabbed the camera off me because there was like flares going off. There was like, everyone started obviously singing You'll Never Walk Alone and that. And he just sort of filmed me with my scarf in the air. So it's only really, every now and again, very rarely, my dad will get the camera off me and sort of like, let me take this because you need it.
Do you find it easier to walk on your own? Because I find now, like, don't get me wrong, yourself and everyone else I've interviewed are really easy to work with, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, can you do this? Yeah, no problem. You know, we meet up, we're well in their case, we walk 3 miles and we get a drink. But I think if I was had another person with me trying to interview you or set this up, I kind of get frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's me being not a perfectionist, but kind of, I'll just do it that way, you know. And it mightn't be absolutely perfect, but just do it that way.
Yeah.
Do you find it easier on your own?
Yeah, so, like, the other week being on, it wasn't football, but being on holiday with the family, I was filming that. And I don't have much footage of it because every time I went to film, I'd start speaking to the camera and then someone would just be like, oh, hang on, let's like talk about this. And I'm like, guys, I was filming, and they're like, okay. It's like, I do have that, like, even in the house when I'm filming the intro, it's like a bit awkward. So I'm like, if anyone starts speaking all that, it'll be really like, I'll have to start again. So I do enjoy, like, on my own side of it, because I know I just wouldn't film as much if I was like working with people, because I'd get too engrossed and talking to them. I'd like, oh, I should be filming this or that. So yeah, I do enjoy doing it. It's annoying at times because, like, I wish I had someone to like help take this,
get some of this angle, I get some of that angle. Yeah, but do you I suppose, you know, I do podcasts, but I do them, I'm in a room doing them,
yeah,
you know. And everyone else that was in a room, it's very rare. Like, this is probably the first time I've come out and, you know, I'm done something like this. But you have to lose all that kind of what's around you during the match day, because I'd say it'd be very easy to get distracted or even embarrassed. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to take this photo, I'm going to do this, I'm going to start talking to my phone. And
yeah, when I first started doing it, I think for the first few videos, I could be wrong, but I wasn't really putting the camera on myself because I was like, don't really, like, if we'd scored, I'd be like, I'd just edit it in saying, like, who'd scored, which I still do now, I'll still type it in the bottom. But now, like, I'll, like, turn it on me and be like, so-and-so's just scored. Or, like, even at the end of the Newcastle game, I think there's a clip of me, like, everyone was singing afterwards, and I've, like, just gone, effort, and, like, put the camera out.
Oh, you can,
and, like,
you can swear?
In case my dad watches it.
Okay,
I don't swear in front of my dad.
Okay, well, he's not here.
I, like,
does he count if you're on the telly?
I'm like, he's gone,
just tell him he's not allowed watching.
He's gone, you can swear at the game, whatever happens at the game stays at the game. He's only heard me swear on one occasion, and that was at the United fans, and he went, I'll give you that because it was like, it was needed. Even though I turned and went, I'm sorry for swearing. He was like, I've said to you for ages. But yeah, the end of the Newcastle game, I had like the camera with the fans behind us, and you do, like, you can feel people sometimes looking at you.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, most people then go like, I've had, like, now and again, like, what are you filming? Like, you tell them and they end up, like, checking it out, or you end up, like, making mates of them through social media, which is pretty cool. But, yeah, it definitely takes, like, a few attempts just to get comfortable and, like, being away for a while. I'm going to hate to see what's like after this World Cup, but coming back and then getting back into it, like, after the season ends and then coming back into it, it's, like, takes a little bit of getting used to again, but...
Well, Courtney, listen, thanks a million for joining me. It was an absolutely brilliant chat. It's great to talk to someone about, you know, that video content during match day and stuff like that. Keep up the good work. Don't pay your father too much if he asks for that job. And listen, this time next year, you'll probably have 3 or 4 assistants. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks
a million. Okay, it's time for Either Or with Courtney Neary. I'm going to be honest, they're on the other phone. The phone's gone off. So I'm going to try to remember as many as I can. They're the same, the ones that I gave to Josh and Dom earlier. So let's see if I can remember them. Okay, Courtney. John Barnes or Mane?
Sadio Mane.
Oh, God, the three of you have said this today. And yeah. The answer is John Barnes.
Different
Pepsi,
generation.
Pepsi or Coke?
Oh. Coke.
Okay. Suarez or Salah?
Salah.
Okay. What else did I have? Oh, yeah. Quality Street or Roses?
Roses. I like the golden barrels.
Okay. Do you still have them?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Roy Hodgson or Roy's Rolls? Coronation Street.
Roy's Rolls.
Okay,
definitely Roy's Rolls. Roy Hodgson.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Curry chips or chips and gravy?
I'm really fussy eating some plain chips.
You're not having any...
No.
Okay, cool.
Salt and vinegar. That's it.
But that wasn't an option.
I know, but I don't eat gravy or
cream. Okay, salt and vinegar. I'm trying to think of many more I had, but Old Trafford, I go to St Park.
Goodison Park, because I've been there as a kid.
Okay, Goodison Park.
Liverpool top in the home end.
Okay, we leave it at that. I'm surprised you went Goodison though.
Yeah, it's just off being there as a kid, because there's a picture of me as a kid. My dad could get tickets in the home end, and my dad went, "Don't take your jacket off." As he said that, I'm already halfway through one sip in there. My dad had to pretend to be a blue nose, and I had my Liverpool top on.
Okay, definitely Goodison Park. That's been either Robert Courtney nearly. Talk to you in a bit. Sports Social Podcast Network.